Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Celtics will face the Knicks in round two of the NBA playoffs, game one on Monday. And you can talk about that all day long here on Boston Sports Original, WEEI. And Shams with a little buzzkill yesterday on the Pat McAfee show, and changes maybe coming to the Boston Celtics. We talked about this earlier. I mean, if Jason Tatum is your guy, then it's got to be you have to go forward with maybe one J and not both J's, and you'll find out if Jason Tatum is the guy.
I am officially against this in any capacity. I will not give the new ownership the pass of the new what the CBA means. I have the Celtics draft history right in front of me.
Yeah.
So you heard him say they could freeze draft picks. Ooh, boy. So since the Celtics drafted Jason Tatum in 2017, that is 8 years ago, there is one player that the Celtics drafted that is a contributing member to the team, and that's Peyton Pritchard. He was drafted 26th overall 5 years ago. So if you lose your draft picks, you're going to be picking 29th or 30th every year anyway.
It doesn't matter anyway.
I don't care. Pay the effing tax.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
This team is ready-made with the best players being in the middle of their prime or entering their prime.
Right.
I don't get, Wiggy is okay with it. If they win it this year, Wiggy's okay with it. I'm not okay with it. If you win it this year, that means to me you have to keep the band together.
I don't think he's saying chemistry. He's okay with
it. No, I'm not okay with it. I'm saying that if you win a back-to-back, it's more likely, and it lessens the blow because you're not going from being one of the better teams in the NBA to, all right, now they traded all these guys and it's just Jason Tatum. They stink. That's not going to be the thing. The thing is going to be, he said five guys. That's basically your five starters. That's the two Jays, Porzingis, Derek White, and Drew Holiday. So in order for it to work moving forward, you as an organization have to say, okay, do we potentially keep the Jays and lose the other three, and then we plug, Pete Pritch becomes a starter, then we find another,
I'm just the concept of the big three.
Right.
Wherever that is, I guess, maybe, not going to be something that is sustainable in the NBA going forward because of the collective bargaining agreement. Now, I would guess that the Lakers are going to do everything that they possibly can to line their big three up.
Yeah, it's about it can be done, but the owner's got to be willing to pay the taxes and penalties and the payroll. But generally, you see, Golden State's owner did it because he knew they built a new arena in San Francisco. The Lakers are able to do it because they own their arena. This owner might say, we're not going to do it because guess what? We have to pay rent every single year, and who knows what that costs. So that might be a factor on we need to trim some of that payroll so we can get that number lower.
Curtis wanted us to put a poll up this morning, and we did, and 121 votes in, and would you be okay with major changes to the Celtics roster this offseason? And as you would imagine, 67.8% are not okay with those changes.
So, I do wish we had added if they won a championship.
If it makes a difference.
Yeah, if it makes a difference. But I'm with Greg. I understand you saying you wouldn't be okay with it, but it does seem like you would rather bring in a Giannis.
Yeah, that's what he wants.
Right.
No, but you have to do that to still be competitive. Right? right? You have to do that. If you can't pay the starting five because they're all making over $28 million, you have to figure out and say, okay, what is that? What's the? Who are we willing to lose so we can lower that number? And then who can we bring in to still keep us competitive to compete for a championship?
I was talking to a guy last night who loves Jason Tatum and Giannis together. Like, if you could ever make that happen, doesn't care if that means that Jaylen Brown is gone, if that means that Kristaps Porzingis is gone, doesn't matter. And that guy's mine.
But if you're the Celtics ownership and front office and you're Brad Stevens, you have to start looking. If the new owner's saying to you, we're not paying this, we have to figure it out. You now have to look and say, what's important?
And I would also say this, Greg, like, I don't want the media, I know Comcast, I know the rights holders, I know the people out there will talk about this like it's a fait accompli, that they have to do this to remain viable. Unless the new owners show me their spreadsheets and say, this is where money we're losing, I don't believe it.
Yeah.
And there's nothing you can tell me that they could do that would jeopardize this run that was years in the making to get this collection of guys together under contract in Boston for this period.
But to be clear with the direction that they're going to go in, they're now using the basketball penalty portion.
Right.
The second apron. It's not the money. It's the penalty that the team is going to suffer.
What puts you into the second apron? Spending money.
Yes.
Right. So this is a rule that the owners, Wick, all the owners of the NBA, put into place. So if you say, if you go to the ATM and you take out $500 and you go out and you're gambling and you tell Brees, we only have $500.
Yeah.
That's true. But you could have taken out more than $500. It's not the only thing you have in your bank account.
Yeah.
And so I just don't believe the owners. If you're going to tell me that you're buying this team at the top of its value at $6 billion and your first act is to cut costs, then I say you're full of crap.
Right.
This is Bill in the car. Bill, good morning.
Good morning, guys. I just wanted to say that they should leave it together and just win about five or six in a row. And then they'll be worth even more.
Yeah, I your lips to Bill Chisholm's ears, I guess.
If Bill Chisholm had Jeff Bezos' money, maybe he does it. But does it seem like, all right, if you're cutting costs, don't you look and go, okay, well, I mean, I got money. Don't get it twisted. I'm not saying he don't got money, but he's like, don't have that funny money, where Bezos is like, all right, I'm paying the luxury
tax.
Well,
not many people do. I mean, it's really Bezos and Elon.
Yeah.
But again, like, you're spending, this happens if you're going to pay the most ever for an NBA franchise, $6 billion,
mm-hmm.
then you're either going to be all in and spend whatever it takes, or you're going to find a way to make that work for you.
Because if Sham's saying it, right? Isn't he hearing whispers from what potentially the people in the front office of the Celtics are thinking?
Well, I don't know. He kind of, the way he said it, he's kind of like hearing it around the league. Like, the league is saying there's no way they can keep this going, and there's no way that they can keep doing this. But Curtis is right. They can do it as long as they want.
Curtis was also right, though. It's interesting timing for this to come out.
Of course. So, the day that they approved the sale, now we're past the point of no return. The most plugged-in guy in the sports telling you what their plans are.
Yeah. This is Scott from Westford. Hey, Scott, what's going on?
Good morning. How are you?
We're doing great. We're in Springfield, Massachusetts. Good morning.
Love it.
Great road show attendance. Great crowd last night at Taps. We're awesome, Scott.
I can't wait to go body surfing before Bernie's again. This will be the third one.
Excellent.
That's me. Anyways, so I have a question, and this is a legit question. For the whole room and everybody. So all this, like, all these taxes, if they spend money, obviously they're going to earn money because we're all fans and whatnot, but whose pockets get lined by all these fines? Is it the commissioner? Is it the owners? How does that work?
It goes back to the league. It's not about paying the bills. It's about penalizing teams. It's about trying to create
parity.
Parity. You know, it's same with the NFL. It's not about
trying to raise funds to keep the lights on at the league office.
But it is a legal form of collusion. Like, it's something that the owners do legally in a collective bargaining agreement to tell players, this is as much as we'll spend before we have massive penalties.
Yeah.
And the Celtics being ahead of this, what Wick said to us at Wachusett resonated because he said, I don't think there will be any team that spends 2 years in the second apron. And that means that they're not going to do it, and they're going to cut costs.
Yeah. Well, you better enjoy this one while you can.
Right.
So, it will be Celtics-Knicks, and game one is Monday. We are at Max's Swing Lounge at the Basketball Hall of Fame here in Springfield. And road shows this fourth road show season brought to you by Miller Lite. It is Miller Time New England by Harbor One Bank. They know your business like nobody's business. By Absolute Ocean Spray Vodka Cranberry Sparkling Cocktails, because some collaborations are just destined to be, born to mix. I don't know if you tried one of those last
Delicious.
Night. Very, very,
very, very good.
And by Land Rover Norwood, where everything is different. Coming up, we'll get to the weekly wrap-up when it comes to sports, and that's wrap-up with an R from Acrobatic. But right now, here is Courtney and what is trending this hour.
The Christian Arcan Show, weeknights starting at 6. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Subaru of New England. Greg just brought up the fact that the Celtics and Knicks will kick off on Monday, but the other NBA playoff game last night, the Clippers tie up their series with the Nuggets, sending the series to a Game 7. The Red Sox drop another to the Blue Jays in Toronto 4-2 after the Sox jumped out to a 2-0 start in the top of the fifth. They led by one entering the bottom of the eighth, but a three-run homer from Vlad Guerrero Jr. would do them in. Tanner Houck went 7 innings, giving up a run on 4 hits while striking out 6. A good outing,
good
for,
outing
him.
For him.
He needed that. Here's Tanner from last night's Nissan Red Sox postgame show.
Felt better, kind of all around, especially in the delivery. Talked about it before, being a hypermobile guy, I need to really stay connected and in tune with the delivery to go out there and execute pitches. And felt like Narvi and I worked really well together today and stuck to the game plan all the way through.
Wiggy wants a little accountability from the manager of this baseball team, from Alex Cora.
Well, yeah,
at this point.
Well, Wiggy Sununu.
No, I think that, like, now there's no excuses. Like, there's no, oh, we don't have the talent, we don't have the bats, we don't have this, we don't have that. It's like little things that you said, you know.
Well, you talk about it all the time, like how much, and Curtis brings it up, how much can a manager in Major League Baseball really do? You certainly can walk, tell him to walk Vlad Guerrero Jr.
You can.
And you certainly can, when you get a guy who's, you know, the first start back, who's heading into the sixth inning, you can, you know, you can tell him no go.
Yeah. Right?
So those are managerial decisions.
They should have swept the Blue Jays and they lost the series.
Yeah.
Well, the Sox now turn their attention to Minnesota. First pitch tonight at 7:10 from Fenway with Brian Baio taking the mound. You can listen to the game right here on EEI. Mike Monaco joining Will Fleming on the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network. Shaw's perfecting the art of fresh. Kick things off with Christian Arcan at 6:07 for the Mass Mutual pregame show. As for the NHL playoff games last night, the Oilers take their series with the Kings. That's for Wiggy.
All right, Wiggy.
The Oilers-Washington, that's what I want to see, the matchup.
The Avalanche tie things up with the Stars, sending their series to a Game 7. The Knights take their series with the Wild, and the Leafs take theirs with the Senators.
The Mass Lottery celebrates the games that we love, from the baseball diamond to the lottery games that support all of our 351 cities and towns. Mass Lottery, welcome to the state of winning.
And that was brought to you by Subaru of New England. Let love bloom in a new Subaru, SubaruofNewEngland.com. Explore up to 581 miles on a single tank in Subaru's most fuel-efficient Forester ever, the 2025 Subaru Forester Hybrid. Learn more at SubaruofNewEngland.com. That's what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
Thank you, Courtney. It's 55 degrees in Boston. Cloudy skies, afternoon high 77.